Diary of a Mad Black Woman is a romantic comedy of revenge and redemption about a loyal and loving wife who's replaced by a younger woman after many years of marriage. The film is based on a play by Tyler Perry, who has built a large following in the past decade and who appears in three roles. The film also stars Kimberly Elise and, as her lawyer husband, Steve Harris, who played a nicer lawyer on TV's The Practice. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Gogol's classic story, Diary of a Madman, was about a bureaucrat going nuts, but its 1970 film variation, Diary of a Mad Housewife, starring Carrie Snodgrass, had more to do with a neglected woman discovering her own, you know, personhood. The heroine of Diary of a Mad Black Woman, Helen, played by Kimberly Elise, isn't crazy either. She's just mad as hell at her rich attorney husband, who throws her out of their mansion after 18 years of marriage. But unlike the protagonist of Diary of a Mad Housewife, Helen is on a different kind of journey, a fairy tale journey to forgiveness, to letting go of anger and finding new love, both human and divine. The film is written by Tyler Perry, who co-stars in drag as Helen's grandmother, Medea, and as a couple of male characters, too. It's based on a play of his. Perry has reportedly made millions, performing for huge African-American audiences in theaters all over the country. Diary of a Mad Black Woman demonstrates why he has a following. The film is half inspired and half really, really terrible. But you're never in doubt that this guy knows how to push his audience's buttons. He's a real populist entertainer for the African-American church-going middle class, able to weave campy slapstick through a story of faith, love, and salvation, with drug jokes and anti-drug sermons nestled side by side. In the opening sequence, the pampered kitty cat Helen accompanies Charles, played by Steve Harris, to an Attorney of the Year banquet, where he blows her theatrical kisses from the podium. But the next day, she finds a U-Haul out front with all her clothes in it, and a slinky new wardrobe, meant for someone else, in her closet. In an especially florid, crude, and frankly unbelievable scene, she's literally thrown out of the house, kicking and screaming, while the young mistress in a micro mini dress stands by pouting. It turns out that over the course of their marriage, Charles has forbidden her to stay in touch with her black working class family, to which she now returns, ashamed and, of course, mad. And here's where Diary of a Mad Black Woman swerves from heavy-handed melodrama into screamingly funny drag sitcom territory. Perry's grandma, Medea, is a gun-toting, chainsaw-wielding hurricane bent on justice for all black women. And unlike Helen's mild, elderly, deeply religious mama, played by Cicely Tyson, Medea believes in being a mad black woman.
Peace is always still around me because that keeps me what they call a piece of steel. As long as you got a piece of steel, you're going to have peace. Load your steel. Thank you, Jesus.
You're not reading the right part of it.
Look here. That all sound real good and everything. You're talking about the peace, be still, and the Bible and all that stuff. But you got to be careful. Because I remember this man did me wrong. Honey, I didn't even know how mad I was till I got to his funeral. He had died.
Why were you so mad at him?
Because he hit me. Yes, he did. He hit me. And he is 8 feet under.
6 feet under. That's where they bury folks. 6 feet?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I thought I was over what the man had done to me till I saw him laying there in that casket. The man was dead, and I got mad all over again. I beat him down 2 more feet. I was mad as hell.
That scene is a howl, but the movie is so schizoid that it's also very misleading. Much of the time is spent on the courtship between Helen and her Prince Charming, Orlando, played by former The Young and the Restless stud Shamar Moore. This saccharine harlequin romance would make a great camp drag show in Provincetown, Massachusetts, but it's played soap opera straight, although I wasn't sure quite how to take the climax of Orlando's declaration of love, quote, "I'd go to the grocery store and I'd buy you feminine products. I swear I would." That can't be straight, yet it's said straight, and it's followed by Helen's unambiguously straight tribute to this, quote, "beautiful, sensitive, and Christian man, who would not have carnal relations with her that night. He chose to give me something better," she tells her diary in voiceover. "He gave me intimacy." I don't have any problem with the movie's traditional values, or that a major character who's severely injured comes back to life with the help of the Holy Bible, or that a junkie finds the strength to kick the habit in church. It's the insipidness, the preachiness, the sheer dumbness of the writing and directing, and the way it makes the actors, including the wonderful Kimberly Elise, look brain dead. It's hard to get my mind around how alternately funny and awful this movie is. I guess you could call this review Diary of a Mad Film Critic.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.